WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and courage served up with a side of real talk, just like your favorite coffee shop barrister. I'm Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving deep into something crucial. Building self-awareness through mindfulness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like autopilot is taking the wheel and you're along for the ride? We've all been there. Life gets hectic, our minds race, and suddenly, bam. You realize you've spent the entire day scrolling social media without actually feeling anything. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about emptying your mind like some kind of Zen master, it's about bringing conscious awareness to the present moment. Think of it as hitting the pause button and truly experiencing life instead of just existing through it. So, how do we actually build the self-awareness? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First up, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. This isn't about judging them, just noticing them. You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking, I can't believe this said that, or ugh, I am so stressed. Those are thought and feeling moments waiting to be acknowledged. Don't ignore them, let them come and go like passing clouds. Second, become aware of your body. What sensations are you feeling? Are your shoulders tense? Is your heart racing? Paying attention to your physical state can give you valuable insights into your emotional well-being. Maybe that tightness in your chest is actually anxiety manifesting itself, not just a bad posture issue. Third, practice active listening. This means truly hearing what others are saying instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. Engage with them, ask questions, and show genuine interest. Active listening builds empathy and strengthens connections, helping you understand yourself better through understanding others. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective entirely. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a genuine laugh with a friend, even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these are all moments worth savoring. Finally, embrace solitude. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit. Simply carve out some quiet time each day to reflect and connect with yourself. Go for a walk in nature, meditate, journal, or just sit in silence. These moments of solitude can be incredibly powerful for self-discovery and growth. You know that feeling when you're lost in thought, completely absorbed in something, and the world around you just melts away? That's mindfulness in action. It's about being present in those moments, whether it's enjoying a delicious meal or simply listening to the birds sing. Think about your morning commute. How often are you actually present during that time? Maybe you're caught up in traffic, scrolling through social media, or replaying stressful conversations from the day before. Instead, try bringing your attention to your senses. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the sounds around you, and notice the smells that fill the air. You might be surprised by how much more enjoyable your commute becomes when you're truly present in the moment. So there you have it, five key takeaways to kickstart your journey towards self-awareness through mindfulness. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a lifelong practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep striving for that deeper understanding of who you are and how you navigate the world. Listen, we've all got a little stoic warrior within us just waiting to be unleashed. It's about finding strength in adversity, wisdom in experience, and courage to face whatever life throws your way. Stay tuned for more episodes where we explore these powerful principles together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of stoicism, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.